Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Although we may not be proud of it, it's human nature to delight in the misfortune of a rival. And as Susan Fisk, professor of psychology and public affairs in the Woodrow Wilson School at Princeton University explains, schadenfreude might be our second favorite pastime.
After my former student Mina Chikara was heckled for wearing a Boston Red Sox hat to a New York Yankees game, I was compelled to join her in exploring why people fail to empathize based entirely on stereotypes. Through several experiments, we found that people are actually biologically responsive to taking pleasure in the pain of those they envy, a malicious glee known as schadenfreude. By measuring the electrical activity of smile muscles, we showed that people smile more when bad things happen to someone they envy rather than those they pity, admire, or scorn. Drawing on Mina's experience, we brought in two groups, avid supporters of the Boston Red Sox or the New York Yankees. We showed them baseball plays such as striking out or hitting a home run. As expected, these intense fans reported pleasure when their team made a good play or their rival made a bad play and their brain's reward centers lit up. They did not react this way when their own team played a third neutral team, the Baltimore Orioles. But, and this is the kicker, they were happy and their reward centers lit up when their rivals lost to the Orioles. This is showing pure schadenfreude. Likewise, the activation of their brain's reward centers correlated with their reports of having heckled, insulted, threatened, or hit a rival fan. While we use sports as an example, it's important to remember that this study isn't just about sports rivalries. It's about intergroup rivals of more consequence. These findings have broader policy implications. Other countries stereotype the United States as a successful competitor, which brings us prestige, but at a cost, because they may take pleasure in our pain. Perhaps we need to consider a more humanizing approach to our allies. This is not, after all, the World Series.
That was Susan Fisk of Princeton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Make